you land that lies in the southernmost part of the land of Ham. I call you that you will be my lighthouse in the furthest parts near the sea. I will bring forth from you my peoples from all the tribes of Africa. You shall be a lighthouse that shines to all of Africa. I know there are darkness there, and there's great deep darkness in Africa. But yet, you will be my lighthouse to all the ships that sail by, and mighty are the ships that have sailed by you. For I have awakened you once, and I have awakened you twice. I send you men and women of God. Men like John G. Lay. Men unnamed and unknown to many peoples of the earth. But they have been mighty. They have paid great price. Many have died in your land to bring the gospel there. Their blood I will not forget. Their sacrifice, I will not forget. I will enlarge you in this end time, and you shall be a gathering of my people. And many ships passing by shall see the light. From far, far away, in the darkness, you will be the one light that will bring them to me. For they can see no other light because of the great darkness that surrounds. Through the fog, through the storm, through the dark clouds that surround all the nations around you. Yet I will make your lighthouse bright. And I will remember the prayers, the blood, the tears, the cries of my people. For there have been much blood that was shed. And I hear them. And I will hear the cry especially of the blood of my martyrs. And because of them, I will not forsake you. Though the enemy wants you, I will not forsake you. I will establish in you a great pillar of praise that will rise to my very throne. From you will proceed a power of the age to come to restrain the enemy, that all Africa shall fear you, that all Africa shall know you. And all the ships of Africa will have to come by your ports. For you, saith the Lord, are my chosen nation in the midst of dark Africa. And you shall go forth to all of Africa and bear my name. You who are born with the mother's blood, you shall go forth with the blessings and the crowns of the martyrs. Conquering and conquering, you shall tread on scorpions and serpents. Yes, they shall rise against you, but I will make of you a people who are not afraid, a people who are fearless. I will make from you those whose faces are like the lion, whom the enemy shall fear. They shall fear the sounds of the armies of God that rise forth to restrain all the forces of darkness in Africa. So your influence shall be great, and the power that I will give to my people in this land will be the power to overcome the enemy. Yes, my very powers of the age to come. In Jesus' name, amen.